Get it? The Burt Show.
All right, Sadie, so back to you here. So you're going out with this guy, and you're in that tweener stage right now where you don't want to show too much, but you also can't show too little. So where are you at with this?
Right. So about a month ago, I came on, and the last y'all heard, I was Bucky's Bound with this dude.
All right.
And it was my, you know, first successful Hinge story. We went out. It was going well. We were about a month in. You know, now we're going on month two. Ooh, big stuff.
Right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Big stuff. And he just had horrible timing. He's been very unlucky with timing on how we met, because my birthday was April 9th. So he got slapped with my birthday a month in, which is like, that's rough.
That's a tough spot right there.
Yeah, because it's like between that, you know, you don't want to do nothing, but it's like we're still getting to know each other.
Did you expect something?
No, like not nothing. I didn't I would have expected more than nothing, but he did well. Like we had a nice dinner. He got a very thoughtful gift. Like he passed with flying colors.
What would have over the top been, and what would have the other way been also, like, oh, this guy's not into me at all?
I feel like over the top would have been jewelry or something, like a month. Jewelry like a month in would have been a little bit too much.
Also, you'd have turned it down.
Oh, no, of course not.
You're going too fast, but I am going to take this.
No, I feel like too much would have been that. Too little would have just maybe been nothing. Like, no, not even like an outing, like a dinner or anything like that.
Okay.
But it was good. Like, birthday went well. Very happy, considering we're still getting to know each other. But now, a month later, I graduate in like 2 weeks. And, you know, this is a once in a lifetime thing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Hopefully, I don't want to do this again. But it's, you know, the beginning of May. And obviously, over my dead body, am I going to put him in the stands of the Convocation Center at KSU with my family without me sitting next to them?
Mm-hmm. That's a lot.
That's out.
Mm-hmm.
That's not a question.
Okay.
But I have a party afterwards, like a little graduation celebration at my mom's house. But it's going to be all my friends, like all my family. And I feel like I'm kind of on this back and forth. Like, do I invite him because, you know, I do like him and I'm only graduating the once? Or is this way too early for him to be meeting my mother and my grandparents? And, like, that might scare him off, to be quite honest.
Okay, so the basic stats here on this are, you've been seeing each other for how long?
2 months.
Okay, and how often do you see each other each week?
Like, twice, just because we're both so busy right now.
Do you talk every day?
Yeah.
Okay, so it's a pretty serious relationship.
Yeah,
we're 2 months in, okay. Mm-hmm.
So how comfortable do you feel around him? And the reason I'm asking is because I met my now husband's family about 1 month into the relationship. I traveled to upstate New York for his nephew's first birthday. His nephew is now graduating from high school. Congrats, Lucas. And then he came back to my family in Louisiana shortly after, and I got really bad food poisoning, and then he just sat there. He had to sit at the table alone with my family without me. So my point is, but we felt so comfortable that it was fine, but if we were still feeling things out a little bit, I don't think I would have done either of those.
Like, I'm pretty dang comfortable around him. Like, I haven't found a red flag with him yet. Anytime my mom's like, okay, how's it going? I'm like, I mean, he hasn't pissed me off yet, so.
There's an interesting volley going on here. So let's just say you give him the break of not going to the graduation, watching everybody else walk before you get there. But you invite him to the party afterwards, right? Your friends are going to be there. Family's going to be there. I think that's highly appropriate.
Okay.
If he says no to that,
ooh,
now we got ourselves a different question.
Yeah, that's very true. I mean, because I was going to say, if I don't think you should focus on the time of it, I think you should focus on the feeling. And if you're already considering it, I think that's a good sign. That means that you probably feel good about it. But I was assuming that he brought it up, or y'all spoke about it before, so that you kind of got a feel if it was something he would want to do.
Yeah, and it's like I've slightly brought it up and been like, I don't want to pressure you. Obviously, if this is something that makes you uncomfortable 2 months in, because I get it, like, it is fast. So I want to give him the option to get out of it, but that's a good point. If he does take the option, then we have some further questions to ask.
Because that's a defining moment also, isn't it? Yep.
Why don't you just put a little time limit on it? Be like, hey, I'm having a graduation party with family and friends. Obviously, I would love you to swing by for half an hour if you're free.
There you go. It's not nice and cash, but if he doesn't,
he might say a half hour.
Half hour is not that long. It has to come later when everyone's drunk.
Yes, I'm playing.
Half hour of my family's a long time, actually.
All right, before we get out of this segment, today is her last day with us. Her internship is over. Bummer.
Fatty. Thank you guys for everything. I mean, it's been, never did I think I would be sitting in a room with you guys on a morning radio show. I was a nursing student at the beginning of my college career. So this has been incredible, and I will never forget this. Thank you guys for everything.
You've been great.
You have been great.
I was literally on the phone with one of the managers at the radio station last week, last night, and they were asking about you. And I'm like, hire her.
Yes.
As if she's everything. She'll get it done. She's a go-getter. She crosses all the T's, dots all the I's, get it done. So I don't think you're going anywhere.
Thank you. I'd like to go nowhere.
This is a see you later, not a goodbye.
Yes.
All right. I can assure you,
I can assure you, you're going nowhere in life.
Yes. I can't wait.
Get it. The Bird Show.